Tonight's Shir, Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Zayin, and Sif Lamed Ches. Sif Lamed Zayin. Or Habatim Sarach Liyois Me'or Behema Chayeva Oif Tahorim. The leather that we use to make the batim should be from the skin of a permitted Behema Chayer Oif, a domesticated animal, a wild animal, or a bird that are kosher. Afilu Minevela O Trefa Shalahem, even if it died and did not have proper shechita, or it was considered a treif and you would not be able to eat it, as long as it's a kosher species. You can even make batim from the very thin leather of parchment, or from the thin skin of an unborn calf. The Ramah says, V'chein haratsuya is yochol la'asoysen miklafa or shalil. Similarly, the straps we use with the tefillin can be made from parchment or the skin of an unborn calf. The Mechaber concludes, Sar shia ma'ubu l'shmoy, hecha de'efsher. You should tan the leather for the batim l'shmo wherever possible. This is a very interesting nusach. Clearly, this is not a chiyuv where if you didn't do it, it's possible. He's saying it's a nice thing to do if you can. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kuf Samech Hey Or Habatim, the leather used for the batim, Vuadin Or Hatitur Vamabarta. This is not only the box where you slip the parashas. This also includes the base and the marbarta where the tefillin strap runs through. Kivin Shemachuber V'Tofer Babatim. Since it's all attached and sewn together with the batim, it has to be from of behema chay or oif tahorim. Bear halacha dibe masal or habatim. Ayein mishnah brura masha kasav. Now look where you wrote in mishnah brura, who adin or hatitura, that this is true for the leather of the batim and the leather of the titura, the base of the tefillin, and the marbarta where the ritzua goes through. Al kain therefore, hasoifim shemenichim ben habayis letitura oiris yeshonim, those soifim who are going to put between the bias and the titura some old scrap leather, asher me ashpos yorimu, they lift them out of the garbage heap, umiminolim kruim, they take it from old shoes, yedu, they should know, ki aveiri hibiyodim, it's a terrible sin, achrei shu mechubur l'habayis, it's attached to the bias, tzarech lios dafka me'or kosher, kamo mamish, it has to be from a kosher animal, just like the bias. You can't use horse hide. You can't use pigskin. Ken kosa b'sefer lishkas ha'sefer. Well, the chatchila b'vadi ha'dinimo, the zikr of the din is like that. Ach, in diyaved yesh la'ayin. B'diyaved, if he did it, we have to see. If you have the kosa, p'yim ha'god, m'kamon b'sif mem zayin. Dramor requires kosher glue. That's the mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv. Kivin the hadibuk in a ma'akiv because the glue is not ma'akiv. Mameila ain't kapeid or hamadabik. So really, we don't care what you use for the glue. So maybe the same thing over here. Lo dami lo or hatitur v'marbarta. You can't compare the strip between the bias and the titur. The titur, the marbarta, and the bias all have to be from kosher skins. The chiyuvin mitzad adin, that's mitzad adin. Al kein be'inin shiyutaram, that has to be tahorim. Mashen kein bezeh, but if you have a strip as a filler between, maybe that doesn't have to be from a kosher animal. V'tzaruch iyun. Needs further analysis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kuf Samech Vav tahorim. Dechsev, the pasuk says, L'man tiye teres Hashem b'ficha, the teres Hashem should be in your mouth, meaning min hamutter b'ficha, that which you are allowed to eat. And we learn from that the species has to be a kosher species to use its skin for the batim. V'kimen de'ois shin shumarames al shem shakai nikmat b'or hatfilin. Since the letter shin, which alludes to the name shakai, is indented in the leather, is folded in the leather of the tefillin shel roish, hu b'chlal teres Hashem. We consider the batim as teres Hashem, so teres and beficho, it has to be from a kosher species. Ve'ein chiluk bein ha'shal roish o ha'shal yad, and we don't differentiate between the shal roish and shal yad, even though there is no letter of the Shem Hashem on the batim of the tefillin shal yad. But once we have that yisoid for the tefillin shal roish, we do not differentiate between the two. This halacha of teres and beficha doesn't require that you can actually eat it. We just finished saying it could be a nevela, it could be a trefa. But it has to be from a min, it has to be a species of a kosher animal. Sifkan kuf samich zayin miklaf. You can even make the batim from parchment. The afal pishu hudak, even though it's very thin. Shaper mikri or. It still has the status of or, and it can be used to make the batim. The notes bring from Tshuva from Shevet Alevi that ideally you'll make tefillin from the skin of a behema gasa, because when you have a thin leather batim, it could get holes in it, it could have problems with the halach if it's kosher or not. So ideally you use a thick skin, then it'll be more expensive, but you avoid those issues. And he says that's the minhag hayom, that we use gasas. But there was a time when tefillin was very dominantly made from dakos. Mishtabura sifkaten kuf samich ches shalil. We can use the skin of an unborn calf. The gam oiroi nikra'or. The leather of the unborn calf is also leather. The avagav du nikra basar inyan tumah. Even though kalapi hilchas tumah, we might consider it basar and meat or flesh instead of leather. Kamokam lo gormi or oif. It's still not going to be worse than the skin of a bird, chicken skin, turkey skin, whatever. Even though in some halachas we treat the skin of an unborn calf not as or, not as leather, for our purposes, for batim it is. Sifkan kuf samich tes, la sosan miklaf, the ritsuas can also be made from parchment. Raksha yashchiyim, but you have to blacken them. The ritsuos shechoyros halacha lemosh misinai. The requirement to have black ritsuas is a halacha lemosh misinai. Sifkan kuf ayin ma'ubu lishmoi, Machaber concludes you should tan the leather for the batim lishma if possible. V'me'ibud hayarak l'ritzuos, if you were doing tanning for the straps, that was the intent. Lo mahani l'habatim, that won't help for batim. The kedushas and chamur, there's a more serious kedusha for the batim that hold the parashas than the ritzuos. Sifkan kuf ayinav heched de'efshu, wherever possible. What's pshat in this halacha? Ki Rambam svir lei de lo boy kal ibud or habatim. The Rambam holds that you don't have to do any kind of tanning for the leather used in the batim. The Adrava, just the opposite. Yosef chazaku kishlonis abed. The leather may be tougher when you don't do any form of tanning. Mishum hachi kosher afilu or she'enu ubud kal. And therefore, if you didn't do any tanning on the leather, it's still kosher for batim. The kol shkein lo boy ibud lishma. So then zikhi, you don't need ibud lishma if you don't need ibud in the first place. Now most poskim disagree with Rambam. Umitzrichi ibud, they require tanning. The gam lishma, not only do you have to tan, you have to tan it lishma. Upasik shulchan aruch. So shulchan aruch paskin is deheche the efshar boy lishma. So if possible, you should talk to it lishma like those who argue on the Rambam. But if you can't find a covering for the batim, a leather that was ma'ubud lishma, that was tan lishma, mutar lismach al divrei Rambam, you can rely on the Rambam. Mili his batel mi mitzvah tefillin, rather than not do the mitzvah tefillin at all. Ukeshe yimsa achar kach me'or ha'ma'ubud lishma, and when you find afterwards leather that was tan lishma, yignos ha'batim elu, you'll put these in Shemus. The yasim me'or ha'ma'ubud lishma, you'll make batim from or that's ma'ubud lishma, and you'll use those. The nechliku achrim, the achrim disagree. Im le'es atif, in the meantime, you're using Rambam batim, batim that were now ma'ubud lishma, yenichem bebracha or below bracha. Do you put them on with a bracha or without a bracha? Vabiyachay Yosef hiskel ha'mogen avram, do you chal avarach? Mekay Yosef agrees with ma'gen avram that he can make a bracha. V'ayim be'alocha, look in be'alocha. Be'alocha is troubled. Why are we making a bracha? If there's so many shittos who disagree with the Rambam, we can be makel to make a bracha in such a case. So this is a tzarech in lemaisa. He has a problem. How can makel to make a bracha on an orsh and a mubud lishma if so many people disagree? So that's a ha'ara that the be'alocha brings. Se'if lamed ches. Ya'aseh abo batim me'or echod l'sharosh. We make four compartments from one piece of leather for the shalrosh. Ubayis echod l'shalyad. For the tefillin shalyad, we have one single compartment. Mishnebura sifkaton kuf ayin beis. May or echod. We make four compartments with tefillin shalroish from one piece of leather. V'chatichos or tefurim yachad. What if I have pieces of leather that are sewn together? Mitzadein ha-mogen avron. Mogen avron is inclined to say the chashuvim ka'or echad, that they're considered like one piece of leather. V'chein kasab b'tshuvas chasam soifer or rechaim simen hay sheyesh lo hakel b'tfurus. Similarly, chasam soifer writes in tshuva that if the leather is sewn from different pieces, that's fine. That's considered or echad. V'mhoyu rak devukos b'devek, but if they're just glued together, machmir sham, he's being machmir, that's not good enough. Al b'chay odem mashma, but in the chay odem it's implied, to hu adin imhem devukos b'devek, that the same is true if they are glued, it's just as good as if they are sewn. V'chein mashma b'or zrua, that's implied in sefer or zrua. V'chein nispashit ata haminig, that has become the widespread practice in our land. However, it's absolutely proper to make it from one actual piece of leather when you make the batim, and not from pieces that are sewn or glued together. Because some are strict, the sew men hold that it doesn't help to sew pieces together or to glue them together. If you look in Chai Odom, for sure, the four compartments of the Tefillin Shel Roish should be separate from each other and not glued. Not like those sofrim who put glue between the bottom of the Shel Roish. Then at the top, they'll like scratch a groove to show the separate compartments. This may not be kosher. If the glue makes two pieces into one, then for the shel rosh, you have only one bias. You have one compartment with four separations, three separations to make four sections. The puzzle, it's no good. And if the glue doesn't make it into one, and then you have a legitimate four compartments with the grooves, which again I think is really three charitzim between the four batim. The hadibuk kinifredami, because gluing doesn't do anything, it's still separate. And Cain had tefillin gufayu nasim shtei oris psulim. Then the tefillin is made from separate oris, and you didn't sew them together. So that's possible. Ube'emes tofu shafilu ha'oris me'or echad mamish. Really, the best thing is, even if you have actually one piece of leather to make the batim, you tefillin perudos. The four compartments of the shavu should be separate from each other. The shema hadibik chiba, because maybe glue is mechaber them. So too the Vilna Gaon's tefillin were that way, and look in Be'alocha. So essentially, you have this problem. It's a chumba kula kind of thing. If you hold, you can glue leather to make two pieces into one, then you can't glue in between the batim of the shavosh, because then you've made it one bias instead of four. Either there are some who say glue doesn't work, only sewing works, but there are some who say gluing does work. So l'chumra, you shouldn't glue them together. Even if it's or echad, and if it's two, then you zichah have problems, because I mean man of shoch, you posel mikan and mikan. You can't say, well, for the rest of it, it's considered one piece of leather, but for the shalrosh ba compartment, it's considered two. That doesn't work. You can't split like that.